In Missouri, an unprecedented plan for fixing more than 800 bridges. The state is taking bids on a single 30-year contract that would require the contractor to finance the cost up front. This had been in the works, but the Minneapolis bridge collapse that killed 13 people prompted Missouri lawmakers to speed up the process. More now from Missy Shelton of member station KSMU.
You don't have to go very far outside Springfield, Missouri, to see just how bad some of the state's bridges are. Kirk Duranis, a district engineer with the Missouri Department of Transportation, is standing near a two-lane bridge in rural Greene County. It's a workhorse of a bridge that handles cars, trucks, and 18-wheelers. Walking through dusty gravel underneath the bridge, he points to the deck's underside.
We've got a few spots here where the decks so deteriorated that when we tried to repair it, our jackhammers went all the way through and we had to tie plywood underneath.
Duranis says the bridge is safe, even though it's badly damaged by the salt that the highway department applies each winter. This is one of the 802 bridges that the winning bidder, a private company, will fix over the next 5 years. That's significantly faster than if the state took on the task itself. No other state has issued a single contract to repair and maintain so many bridges for such a long period of time. The successful bidder will have 5 years to repair or replace all the bridges before it gets a single dime from the state. Tony Kane heads engineering at the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. He calls it an experiment in asset management.
I've never seen anything like it before. I hope it works because the way the states tend to operate is they mimic each other on good practice. So I really hope it's successful that more states pursue something like it.
The state projects that the construction costs alone could total $600 million. Critics say that estimate is way too low. Another concern is oversight. The state's transportation department is charged with making sure the bridges get fixed and stay in good condition for the length of the contract. And Missouri Governor Matt Blunt says there's an added incentive for good performance.
Contractors know that in order to have successfully completed the contract, they have to turn those bridges back over to us in 25 years. They've got a stake in how the work is done.
But critics of the plan say it's so massive that oversight will be difficult. Democratic State Representative Mike Talboy is concerned about privatizing such an enormous project.
I don't think that handing over complete control of these things to the private sector is necessarily the right way to go about without any sort of real meaningful discussion on what the parameters are.
The arrangement does place some risk on the company that wins the contract. After all, it will have to come up with the initial financing. State officials expect to receive two bids. One will come from Dwight Monk and his company, Zachary American Infrastructure.
Moving some risk from the public sector to the private sector onto private financing makes this a more valuable approach for the state.
Monk's company and one other contractor are expected to submit bids next month, which will clear the way for this ambitious bridge construction effort to begin as early as next spring. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.